Hey everybody, it's Angie and welcome back to the Sincerely Angie podcast. Happy 2024, you guys. But today's episode is centered around 2023. So dear 2023, here we go. Let's get into it. So we're going to do a little bit of housekeeping because the last time you all heard from me, you may have heard a few ads like the Rakuten ad and the Anchor ad. And well, Anchor is no longer Anchor anymore. It's now Podcasters for Spotify. So I can't use that ad anymore. So in order to help your girl, you are probably going to have to use Rakuten. But Rakuten is not just for me. It's for you. If you're an online shopper, Rakuten gives you money for shopping. Like when you sign up, I get money, you get money. But you also get money depending on where you shop at. You can get up to like, I'm not even going to say there's a limit on how much percent back you can get, but sometimes it's 2%, sometimes it's 10%, sometimes it's 5 times the cash back or whatever. Like it's a legit easy money come up. Like if you're looking for extra cash or extra money, Rakuten is something that you can utilize either by just referring your friends, you can gain money, or by shopping and being an online shopper. If you're online shopping anyway, why not just use something that can help you get cash back on the shopping that you just did, as well as when you refer friends. Again, that's a way to support me, and I'm supporting you in the process. So that out the way, and that being said, another thing is I am going to try and record at least twice a month. I'm not even going to push and say every week or every other week. Well, technically, it will be every other week. So it'll be every 2 weeks that you'll get an episode, but I don't want to overwhelm myself or put myself in a position to where I'm saying I'm going to do something and it doesn't happen. But I know with the new upcoming schedule change that I am going to be experiencing, every other week is going to be more feasible considering. Now, March, you may not get a single episode because this year I'll be traveling. But enough about 2023, enough housekeeping and church announcements. At least I think that's everything I needed to talk about. Oh, also, when you are on sincerelyangiem.com, please do not forget to subscribe. Subscribe to the website. You're essentially just subscribing to my email list. And whenever I get a post, you'll get the post to your email. You will not get spam emails. You will not get an overwhelming amount of emails. You're probably going to get 1 to 2 a month, just like the podcast. So I put up a blog post maybe every month or so. Last year, I think I only did about 7 or 8. So that's not even a full 12 blog post emails that you would get. It's only a few. So subscribe to the website. I appreciate your support. Thank you so much. There is a subscribe button at the bottom of the website, depending on if you're on the computer. And if you're on your cell phone, there's going to be a button that pops up that says subscribe. And depending on what post you're reading, there's also a subscribe button there as well. So you just type in your email and click subscribe. And then you are subscribed to Sincerely Angie M website. All right, enough of that. So this is my third time recording. The first time, all was going well, but I had like 10 minutes to get ready for work. So I was talking really fast. I don't know if I'll put that footage in here or not, but I was talking too fast and I just don't feel 100% about it. The second time I was recording, the same thing. I was getting ready for work. I had some time, so I decided to record. And then all of a sudden, my computer starts to restart. And as I logged in to do this episode, it says, hey, we recovered some recordings. And I'm like, oh, so they did recover it. I didn't know if they did or not. I haven't listened to it, but I just said I have time now. So let me go ahead and sit down and record. So enough of that. That's 4 minutes in, and I haven't even gotten to what happened last year. Okay, so 2023 was, I would say that it was a good year. I'm not going to say it was my best year, but it was a good year. It was a good year for many reasons. So my highs, I guess, of the year would be I unexpectedly traveled 3 times. There was one trip that I had planned. Dubai was planned from the year before. But the first 3 trips that I took to St. Louis, Pittsburgh, and New York, those were not planned. And they were essentially free to me. So I traveled for free to those three places, and it was 4 months back to back. So it was June, July, August, and September I traveled. So I was on flights and flights and flights and flights and flights, and it felt so good because I did not travel in 2022, but I made up for it in 2023. And I would say that that was probably a high of the year for me. I gave blood for the first time in March. Was it in March? I think it may have been in March of last year. And I found out my blood type because, being transparent, I wanted to see what my blood type was, because when I go to my regular doctor visits, they said that they would charge me. And then after I actually gave blood and I learned more about the benefits of giving blood, it just made me want to do it more. So I recently did that again this year, and I'm going to go back again more frequently than I did last year, but one time last year and then one time so far this year, and it's only February. So I can give at least maybe, I say I'll do more, maybe two more times, or maybe I'll do it quarterly. We'll see. I opened up two CDs. This is like a money talk plug. Last month, I was on the IKG, the I'ma Keep Going podcast with Eric Lewis, and we had a money talk episode. So go on over there and listen to that. I'll have it linked down below in the info box. But yeah, on the I'ma Keep Going podcast, we did some money talk. So we talked about credit cards and money and my money mistakes from last year. So I'm not going to recap everything here. You'll have to go over there and listen to that episode. But yeah, I wilded out last year. But I did open up two CDs. Now, I never thought that I would open up a CD because I never wanted my money tied up. But it did not affect me, the amount that I put into the accounts. So I saw that when I logged into my bank, they were advertising like a 5.0 APR for a CD for like an 11-month term. And then the other one was like 4.95 APR for a 14-month term. And that was with a credit union. So I did both. I did one with a major bank and then one with a credit union. And those just hit their maturity date. So that was interesting to go through the whole process and see how that worked. And the amount of interest that I gained on that money. There's one regular savings account that I have that did better as far as the amount of interest I got, but it also did better than a regular account that I had. I think I had like $400 in interest in the CD, and then the regular savings account that I had that's with the credit union, I had about $100 maybe in interest. So I guess it kind of was a plus. It was a plus. I'm not even going to sit here in front. It was a plus. But that was interesting. It's something new that I tried, opening up a CD. And I just renewed both of those CDs on maturity date. So that means that I basically tied that money up again for the next 11, 12, 14 months or whatever. Let's see. Oh, in my desire or my mission statement for 2023, I said that I wanted to hone in on like my visions and my dreams because they come to me and I just don't really do anything with it. Well, number one, I said that I was going to start documenting those dreams more and more ever since I had the dream about the Jamie Foxx situation, which I don't think I told y'all on a podcast, but I talked about it in person. Before this whole Jamie Foxx situation with him being in the hospital and nobody knew about it, I had a dream about that like 2 years prior to that happening. The same exact way it happened, I had a dream about it. The only thing was that the outcome was different. So that was something that kind of was like, okay, you have to look into what this means. What is God trying to tell you? What is he trying to show you? What gifts are you like ignoring or not fostering or anything like that? So I wanted to cultivate the dreams and the visions that I have because things had been happening, and had I not said something or mentioned something, then the other person would not have known or something. So let me just give you a quick little rundown, just really quickly. So I was at the movies to go see Color Purple on Christmas Day with my cousin. And we were sitting in two seats, but we didn't know we knew that one was our seat and one was another seat, but we didn't want to sit at the end. So we sat in the two seats, and then something just told me and said, hey, what if that person comes? I don't want you to get comfortable. And then that person comes and you have to get up. The person got up, moved over into the seat that we were assigned. And 2 seconds later, the woman walked in and sat down in her seat. And I'm like, how did I know to say that in that moment? How did I even? But something came over me. Something told me that, hey, this is. So when things like that happen, that's what I'm like, you know, you know, what am I missing or what am I not paying attention to when these things come to me and I don't say anything? So that is something that I did kind of hone into to be more active and to pay attention to when I see things or when things are placed on my heart. Lows of 2023. Like I said about the Money Talks episode on the I'ma Keep Going podcast, I made some bad money decisions. I'm not going to say bad. I just wild out. Like I was acting like I had no sense whatsoever. Like I spent money like a drug dealer. Like legit, I was just swiping is what I should have done. Like I spent so much money last year that my outgoing funds outweighed my incoming funds, and you never want that. And I don't mean as far as my paycheck. I mean outside funds that are outside of my 9-to-5 paycheck that I expect every 2 weeks. Just the random money that I get, I was over by like $10,000. And that's a lot to say that you spent $10,000 more than you brought in. That's crazy, right? But I did. Lesson learned. Speaking of lessons learned, this year, after recapping last year, I realized that I needed to focus more. And I have been in the spirit of decluttering. So with decluttering comes more clarity and more focus. And so it's all tying in together. But that was a lesson that was learned. I did not focus at all last year. Like there were so many things, like I'll start writing a blog post, but then I'll get on my phone and look at something. Or I'll write in my journal and then I'll get on my phone and look at something. Or then I'll get on the internet and look at something. Or I'll sit down and get ready to record a podcast episode and then I'll get on my phone and do something. So my phone is a issue, but it's not like social media. I'll think, oh, let me check my account for this. Oh, let me pay this. Oh, let me do this. So all of those things were causing me to not be successful in the goals that I set for the year. So now I'm being intentional with my focus. So if I say that I am going to work on reading a book a year or a book a month, I should say, I am going to focus on reading a book a month. That is one of my goals. Also, I have so many emails that I have to catch up on. If I am sitting down doing nothing, I have to stop myself and say, go to the computer and check your emails. Go and start reading some of those emails. So that is a way that I have kind of caught myself to be on track and be intentional, is to refocus and to focus and to make sure that I am staying on the task at hand and not getting away from that. So like right now, I'm supposed to be going to bring my mom somewhere, but I told her, give me a few minutes because I was supposed to record this episode. But today was washing hair day and that takes forever. But I also have it on my list to record an episode. So here I am. I have to record it. And I feel good. I don't feel pressured. I feel like I love podcasting. I love talking to the mic. I love talking to whoever's listening. So, you know, that's that. And when I have missed the goals that I've set, when I do things that aren't the goals that I have set, I have to be okay with it. So when I'm choosing to stay in bed versus get up and clean, I have to ask myself in that moment that I'm choosing to stay in bed, are you going to be okay with the decision that you're making? And if I tell myself yes, then I go ahead and rest. But if I tell myself no, then I say, you know what? Get up and get it done. And it's so much easier when you just get up and get it done. But when you decide, hey, you know, I'm gonna sit here and I'm gonna rest, you have to be okay with that. And that's another thing that I'm focusing on and that I am being okay with. And it's a part of like my peace journey. Working on peace and maintaining peace is something that you have to be okay with a lot of things. You have to say, okay, that's out of my control. I'm not going to stress about it. I'm not going to worry about it. It'll be okay. It'll be all right. And we've talked, well, not us, but me and my BFF, we talked about that quote that says, procrastination is the assumption that God is going to give you another chance to do tomorrow what you could be doing when he blessed you with the time today. I think that's how it goes. But that rings so true. Like, it's like, you have to be okay that if God says it's time to come home, the thing that you put off today that you could have done today, you have to be okay with it. You have to be okay that you didn't do it. So either you're going to push yourself to do something that you may not mentally be in the mood for, or you're going to have to be okay with your decision of not doing it. And that's a part of the peace journey. With the peace journey comes separation too. You're going to have to say no a lot. You're going to start being more selfish. But in your selfishness, you are going to learn to be more selfless because you're going to fill yourself up enough that you'll have more than enough to give to others. And I think that that's the point where I'm at, where I'm saying no a lot more, or I don't want to, but I'm also saying I'm good, that I can handle whatever is thrown at me because I've already filled myself up. I've already rested, refueled myself, and recharged myself, and I'm perfectly fine with what happens after this. Last year, I also worked on some of the things that come out of my mouth. Let me tell y'all, at my job, there's some really, really cool people. And then on the job, you know that there's always one or two people that just, you know? And so I try my hardest to not talk or gossip about people at work. But anytime you're talking about somebody behind your back or their back, you're gossiping. So let's just call a thing a thing. Yes, I do it. I don't take pride in it. I don't feel like, oh, yes, this is wonderful. I love doing it. But no, if you are talking about somebody behind their back, essentially, you are gossiping about them. So yes, I have done it at work, but sometimes things have, this is not justification, this is just my explanation of what it is. Things get so frustrating at work that you, some people don't have the work ethic that you have. They don't have the, just the common sense that you have. And then you just look at them like, how did you even get this job? Or why are you here? If this, this, that, and the third, you don't know how to do it or whatever. And it's just, y'all, so I've been working on my mouth, and not only with work in general, just having a conversation with my friends and choosing battles and saying, you know what, I'm gonna leave that where it's at. Or if I feel myself in a heated discussion, I have to say, you know what, I'm gonna talk to you later. I'm gonna go ahead on and do something that I should be doing anyway. And then my energy shifts. So I have to catch it, and I have to go ahead and woosah and get back into my peaceful state and do what I'm supposed to be doing that's more productive than getting out of character with that person or with myself, you know? What else can I talk about? Y'all, I know that I said that I was going to do a 2018 5-year recap, like my 5-year plan ended in October of 2023. I said that I was going to do a blog post on that, and I still want to, because there's so much I want to share that I wrote down in 2018 that I achieved the year after, the year after that, the year after that, and things that were hard in 2018 for me to do, it's easy as pie for me to do in 2023 or 2024. And it just, you know, I want to show it, because when you write things down, they really do come to pass. And there is power in writing things down. And I always quote the scripture in the Bible, Habakkuk, 2:2. People say it differently, so I don't know. I say Habakkuk, but it's Habakkuk 2:2. And it said, write it down, make it plain. And there's, I write down everything. Like, even as far as when I wrote down my 2023 mission statement, I said I wanted to travel at least 3 times that year, and I traveled 4 unexpectedly. Like, there's power in your tongue. There's power in writing things down. There's power in your faith and in your belief system. And man, you just, I don't know where, I don't know how some people function without writing things down. I don't know how it works with if you do it in your phone or not, but when I tell you pen and paper, there is nothing like it. I mean, absolutely nothing like it. Let's see, what else about 2023 that I can talk about? I would say that I definitely grew a lot, and I grew in a sense of like a maturity level of just things that excite me and make me feel better. I've honed in on who I am and what I like and what I want. And I also think that I was experiencing growth when I had like non-productive moments. That was growth for me, because, you know, social media can make you feel like, oh, you're supposed to be doing this and you're supposed to be doing that. But I had to be okay with whatever I did not do. I did not post many episodes on the podcast nor on the blog, and guess what, people still click the link to view my website every day. Every day is exaggeration. Out of 7 days, maybe 5 days out of a week, people view the website, if not all 7 days. And I'm so grateful to God that he is still sending people my way. He is still people are still being blessed by whatever it is I have to say. I'm grateful for that. Like, that is something that makes my heart smile. Like, even a podcast, when I go and I check the stats and the views and stuff, people are still listening, even though I'm not uploading. And last year I uploaded one episode and people still listened to older episodes, the new one, whatever, or the new slash old one. But I'm so grateful. And yeah, I'm about 20 minutes in, so I'm gonna go ahead and cut this short because y'all don't like me solo. Y'all prefer me with a guest, so I'm not even about to hold you. I know I did tell y'all in my last episode about my baby Rocky, my little puppy that I got. He's about to be 1 year old, and he's an Aries as well, so we're gonna celebrate our birthday together. I will be in town for his birthday because one of the trips I was supposed to be going on got canceled. But I am going to throw him a first birthday party because that's my little baby. And he's, you know, that's my little honey bun. But yeah, y'all, I'm so excited for 2024. 2024 is going to be phenomenal. That is the year I'm turning 40. And I've already booked like 3 trips already. A couple got canceled, but then I replaced one in place of that. And oh man, it's so much I want to talk to y'all about in 2024, but that's not what this episode is about. So I'm going to definitely come back. And I'm going to share like some of the things that I'm experiencing this year in 40 or this year of 40. Like 30 was an epic year and 40 is going to be even better. And I'm so grateful. Thank God. I am so grateful. Oh, and another thing, last but not least, there is going to be another Dear God episode because the first one did really well. But since I did the first one in 2018, like I've mentioned earlier, my relationship with God and my discernment, my vision, my dreams, and all of that has become a lot more clearer to me. So I do want to come back and share some of those things with whoever may be listening and may be interested. And just to kind of encourage you all that if you've noticed something about yourself, hone in on it. Like delve into that and see what God is trying to tell you. So yeah, y'all, that's it for now. I hope that this audio sounds right. The clock is ticking in the background. I hear loud music, I guess, from a car or something outside. Maybe it's a school or something nearby, or I don't know what's going on, if it's a parade. I don't know, but it's very loud. And like I told you, I have to go and pick my mom up. So I'm about to go and do that. Y'all have a wonderful day whenever you're listening to this. Have an epic 2024. I'm praying for y'all. I'm rooting for y'all. And this is going to be the most amazing year ever in Jesus' name. Thank you all so much for listening. Don't forget to go to sincerelyangiem.com and make sure that you subscribe with your email so that you can get any blog posts or any type of news or information about the website or about me straight to your inbox. Again, I won't spam you. You'll be perfectly fine. I promise it won't be a whole bunch of emails. Like I said, it's 1 to 2 a month, if that. And yeah, it's going to bless you. Whatever it is, it's going to bless you. I'm not asking for money. I'm not asking you to support me in any type of way. I just want you to subscribe. Well, I am asking for support. It's not monetary support. I'm just asking you to subscribe to the website so that you can get the info to your inbox versus you having to go to Sincerely Angie M every single day or whenever. So yeah, thank you all so much for listening. And don't forget to go to the IKG, I'm going to keep going podcast with Eric Lewis to listen to me on the latest episode, which is the Money Talks. And we have a part 2 coming up because I got to talk about this new credit card that I have that I'm absolutely in love with. Yes. So, all right, you guys, let me go because I'm going to keep on talking. Bye. Ain't nothing changed. I'm still going to ramble no matter what.